Blog Talk Radio.
This.
When the sun high in the sky, yeah, you know that it goes down. When the temperatures go up, the drop tops, they gon' come out. The girl shorts, they go up. The tops, man, they gon' go down. It's summertime everywhere. Yeah, you know that it go down, it go down, it go down. Yeah, you know that it go down, it go down, it go down. Yeah, you know that it go down, it go down, it go down. Yeah, you know that it go down, it's summertime everywhere. Out, it's been a cold winter. Cold, we grill out, no cold dinner. The kids at the park, running around, playing tag. I recall them days when I went to the park when the sun came up. We ain't really leave till the sun came down. 39th when them things rang out. On my block when them things came out. Whole family got the J's on the fourth. Little league, we competing as fourth. Aunties, they grill out. Uncle playing them dominoes. We discover girls like vominos. Yeah, you know we trying to go. Kids catching them fly flies, dandelions like it's snow. Blowing the wind, pour out some liquors for niggas. That blow in the wind. Don't throw in the towel. Just sit on the porch and really just let your hair blow in the wind. Round the way girls, hair blow in the wind. Loud smoking, they feeling sounds. Summertime, we feel the sounds. Yeah, you know that it go down. When the sun high in the sky, yeah, you know that it go down. When the temperatures go up, the drop tops, they gon' come out. The girl shorts, they go up. The tops, man, they gon' go down. It's summertime everywhere. Yeah, you know that it go down. It go down, it go down. Yeah, you know that it go down. It go down, it go down. Yeah, you know that it go down. It go down, it go down. Yeah, you know that it go down. It's summertime everywhere. Yeah, you know that it go down.
Whipping in a Lincoln Continental, never made it complicated. I was told to keep it simple. Sunny day, drop the top, black and tops, we dodge some cops. Pretty women on our jock because we make them speakers pop. Fuck the grill and grab the cart, find a way to beat the art. On the porch with my pops, reminiscing about them times when we were young and it was new. It was me and it was you. If your mama only knew about them things we used to do. Summer love, summer nights, cold drinks, heated fights. Working hard to get that paper, then we party every night. Youth is wasted on the young. Looking back, knew I was dumb. Breathe that smoke into my lungs, and then I say a prayer above. Yes.
When the sun high in the sky, yeah, you know that it go down. When the temperatures go up, the drop tops, they gon' come out. The girl shorts, they go up. The tops, man, they gon' go down. It's summertime everywhere. Yeah, you know that it go down. It go down, it go down. Yeah, you know that it go down. It go down, it go down. Yeah, you know that it go down. It go down, it go down. Yeah, you know that it go down. It's summertime everywhere. Yeah, you know that it go down.
Slowly pull up in my ride. Hit the switch, watching the top fade away while them 20s on glad. Like fuck that shit, plenty more weed in the room and we finna get high. Ladies and geek, plenty more fish in the sea and them hoes outside. So fuck that bitch. I'ma keep swinging, I'ma keep swinging, I'ma keep.
This is Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sasha Marina. You're tuned into the Sasha Marina Show. So that song you just heard right there, It Go Down by Droopy Fly. We interviewed him some weeks ago, and I kind of like the little rhythm the song has. So there you go. Once again, me playing it for you guys. Today, I have a very special guest. She goes by the name of Tracy Birdsall, and she, you know, award-winning actress, producer. She has a lot on her plate on the moment for what I've seen. She's been doing some red carpets here and there, a lot of pictures on her Facebook and on her Twitter for those that follow her. And for those that don't, make sure you check her out. Without further ado, I'm going to have her live on the air. Hey, Tracy. Good afternoon to you. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the time difference right now. So how are you?
We're noon straight up, like 12:04, yeah. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being on.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Okay, perfect. So I mentioned a little bit, award-winning actress, producer, you know, you just won
an award in, keep forgetting the film festival that you just participated in. But that's a little tidbit
film.
About you. There you
yeah,
go, Action on Film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and that goes with a little comedy that you have, that you recently released. It seems pretty funny. The name is quite funny. Do you like your balls? I mean, when I seen the name itself, I was like, well, that's out there. and I could only imagine how out there the film must be. So tell us a little bit about that project and, you know, how it's been for you.
Sure. Do You Like Your Balls is actually, it's one of the most hilarious things that I'd ever read when I got the script. And almost the entire cast is all stand-up comedians, like really well-known guys. I mean, I worked opposite Jerry Bednob, who was on 40-Year-Old Virgin and stuff like that. I mean, so when I read the script, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is, like, the funniest thing I've ever read. I was, like, in tears by the time I finished it. So I kind of went all out in getting that part because I had to go through the casting process. And it was just so much fun to work on, so much fun to finish. It's one of those things you watch it a couple hundred times and you're still laughing, but I can't exactly tell you why. Do you know
okay.
what I mean? It's just,
yeah.
not because I can't divulge the story, just because everything in it is so funny. It's like watching an episode of, like, Seinfeld mixed with The Hangover, mixed with God knows what. I mean, it's hilarious. Yeah.
Okay. So that's definitely an interesting mix. I mean, Seinfeld with The Hangover. I mean, The Hangover itself, a little bit too much. It's hilarious. So,
yeah,
so
these guys are
what,
a little bit too much, but everything they
yeah.
say is so funny. And it's like you're trying to work on the set and you're trying to, you know, stay focused, but they're just, I don't know, they're just so funny. I just love these guys, yeah.
Okay. And was this, it's not your first comedic role, I imagine.
No, I love comedy. I just love it, yeah.
Okay.
I love the beats, I love the timing, I love the whole thing, but I don't do a lot of comedy, so it's like when you don't do it for a while, you start to crave it, you know, it's like, you go, oh, I just need to do some comedy. Yeah.
It's definitely, I mean, you know, obviously everyone knows, you know, at least if you're an actor, if you're in the industry, you have to have a certain, like you mentioned, a certain talent and a certain timing for comedy, because timing is
you
everything,
do.
You know.
Yeah, it's not just a natural talent, you need it's a skill that you have to learn too, yeah.
Definitely, definitely. So how do you prepare yourself for this sort of role? I mean, you know, to do your best.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just so funny because my role in it, she's like this, you know, oversexed trophy wife of Jerry Bednob. And so everything in it was just kind of beyond, you know, it took some very brave acting. You know what I mean? I had to just really just forget who I was and just be her. And I think that's the key to preparing for any role is forget who you are, you know, take part of you with you, but you have to just become that person. And you know, I wake up at 5 in the morning whenever I have to learn my lines, so 'cause that's when my brain's the most open. And so just get off book early so that it just can become part of who you are. Do you know what I mean? Especially with a role like that where you're completely outside your comfort zone, so you have to completely forget who you are.
Okay. So now that we've spoken a little bit about that project that you're kind of promoting right now, let's talk about all your years in this industry. You're an accomplished actor, producer, and vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you were born in Van Nuys, California, not too far from L.A., so that might be a little bit of where the influence came from. But what really got you into the industry as a young woman?
Well, I would say I used to go to Gary Dance Studio as a kid in Burbank. And I just remember the first time I was on stage, I started a little young because I had older sisters, so they let me in a little young. I think I was 3 or something like that. But the first time I ever did a like live show where I got to sing solo and dance, it was actually tap dancing, which I love, and all of that, I was 5. And it was this huge show. I would guess close to 1,000 people. It was huge. And everybody was getting all nervous. I didn't have a nerve in me. And I just remember what it felt like to entertain people and then their applause and the way I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. This is, you know, I'm, like, truly entertaining these people. It's just this little tiny tyke. And I always, you know, felt that that's, you know, my favorite thing. And my mom didn't necessarily want me to do it, but that's because she felt that, you know, that I didn't have to do that. She felt that I could, you know, do more and be more. And she, you know, that looked kind of like a burdensome job for her. And so just as I grew up, I got involved in musical theater, and I sang in all these different churches. I did anything I could, basically, to perform. And then when I got older, got into commercial, and then just from there on, it's just always been what I do and what I'm about, and it makes me very, very happy.
Okay, okay. So, you know, I mean, thank God that you kept going, and here you are, Tracy. Now, before this award that you just received in Action on Film, you also received an award as Best Actress for the movie TikTok back in 2010. Tell us a little bit about that project, and why did people think you deserved the award of Best Actress in that film?
Well, that's actually a pretty good story, because I haven't always done this. I actually felt when I was younger that you get kind of washed up when you're in your 30s. You know, they're kind of like, oh, you know, you kind of looked at your career and you saw everybody kind of hang it up. So I had actually, I flip houses as a hobby. It's one of my, I love to build houses. And so I decided, okay, I was about the age and I was going to hang up the towel. And, you know, and I did print growing up too. And, of course, all that work was drying up. And so I moved down to northern San Diego County, Rancho Santa Fe, and I got to tell you, 6 years later, I was just going crazy. I'm like watching TV and watching films, and everybody's still working, and I'm like, oh my God, I got to go to work. It's like, so I came back, and I thought that the industry was going to be like, oh my God, she's back, you know, and I knew all these people, and what was interesting is a few of them had died. Lots of them had retired or done something else. Casting was all different. Everything had, you know, gone high digital. And I felt kind of lost. I was like, hey, this is, you know, I always felt it was kind of my world and I could drive around and talk to everybody and just drum up work, and I couldn't. So I put on my producer's hat and I sat down and I wrote TikTok in order to put myself back on the map, in order to get people to remember me and in order to start working again. And so it's very dark, it's very twisted, lots and lots of arcs in it. But I did that on purpose because I wanted to showcase my talent, because it was a lot easier than spending a few years crawling my way back up to the casting offices. So I wanted it to play all over the world and to win awards and everything, and that's exactly what happened. And it was, you know, put a lot of work in. I think any job that you get awards, especially kudos for your acting, is if it's because you work really, really, really hard on preparing for it. And So
in your experience, just those 6 years that you decided to be off the map, I mean, that really made a great difference, didn't it, in your career overall?
Okay. Oh, absolutely. It's been very, 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 very rapid fire since then. You know, it's been really nice. So.
No. Well, I could definitely see that. I mean, you have extensive projects that you're working on, that you've worked on. Do you have anything like that? Do you have any current roles coming up for you?
I do. I'm actually attached to 6 projects right now. And I had 3 people even come up to me when I won my Maverick Award that are trying to attach me to their projects. But the next thing that I'm doing, I'm actually going in and going to produce with Neil Johnson, who won Best Science Fiction for Starship Rising at the same festival. And we're going to start on production on a really, really cool film called Descent of the Maelstrom on November 1st. We actually are going into production. So.
That's awesome. So what do you, you know, just to, I like his, I haven't interviewed someone yet that has had this experience and being in the industry and then being out and coming back into it, you know, that period being out of this career especially, you mentioned already a little bit of the impact it had on the career. You know, things are definitely changing rapidly. You know, what advice can you give someone that decides, you know, oh, hey, I think I'm going to give this another go? But obviously you had the want and the will to keep going at it, you know, even though things had changed, you kept going. What sort of advice do you have for someone like that has been out of the game for a little bit and is, you know, debating whether they should go back or not?
Well, you know, just like the advice that I give to people that have never been in it, if you can do anything else, do it if it makes you happy. I mean, just for me, it's the only thing that makes me happy. But I think you have to work harder at it now, because there's so many people out there with the digital age where, you know, it used to be that, you know, your agent either walked in or couriered pictures over to the casting offices and, you know, maybe they'd get, you know, a couple hundred submissions on something. Now they're getting thousands and thousands of submissions just from people that, you know, from people all over the place. So one of the best pieces of advice, and I actually really put this into play, a very good friend of mine, his name's Mark Sykes, and he's a casting director out here. And I consulted with him once, because I consulted with a lot of people. It's like, okay, I got to get on the map, and I got to get on the map quick. And he said to me, it was true, I was completely driven. And he said to me, well, what'd you do today, and what'd you do yesterday? And I said, well, this is what I did last week, and this is what, and he says, no, you have to do something every single day. You know, don't think about what it is, just do something to move your career forward every single day. And so I decided, you know, being the analyzing person that I am, that I put it on my calendar, and I thought I'd try it for a month. And that was the best advice I've ever gotten since I came back into the industry. Because if you do something every single day, whether you're updating your stuff online, or you're, you know, preparing, or you're studying, or you're memorizing, because actors, they have this thing, and it used to be that you could be a little more lazy. And you can't be lazy anymore. You really can't. Yeah. It's like it's a job. You have to treat it like a job. You have to get off book. You know, they say, oh, well, you don't have to be off book. Well, yeah, but if, you know, it's treat it like a job and get off book, and then, you know, your odds are so much better of becoming that character. And so I just think it's, you have to put a lot more work into it. You have to be, you know, really, really on top of it.
Definitely. You have to treat it like the business that it is.
Well, exactly.
You know, that is your business. You know, that you are an actress, that is your title, whether some
and it's
people
funny
believe it or not.
Right, and it's funny because you'll talk to other actors in the room, it's like, oh, my gosh, I worked on this for 2 hours. I'm like, 2 hours? How can you only put 2 hours into those 8 pages? You know, it's like, oh, my God, I spent days on this, you know. But that's really how a lot of people look at it. And I want them to continue, if they're my doppelgangers out there, I want them to continue doing that. It's like, but it really, it's so much work, yeah.
Definitely. And obviously, you are an actress, a well-rounded one. You know, you've recently participated with the Malibu Stage Company last year in January. Tell us about your theater experience. You know, how do you, jump from theater to the big screen and vice versa?
Well, I actually have to tell you that I saw that you had written that on your show site, and that production actually got canceled in a most horrific way. And so I actually didn't end up doing that, but I did go in and edit my website after I saw that. The director and the writer got in this knockdown, drag-out, verbal fight during the table read right before rehearsals, and it was
that sounds one
of the worst things I'd ever seen.
Oh, my God.
And we all just sat there like, oh, my God, you know. And then he stepped down from his position after that, and that whole production just went kaput. That said, I would love to do a theater production again. I actually auditioned for the first one in a long, long time a few months ago, just because when I was younger, I loved theater. And because there's so much more projection and the audience kind of feeds you. And but I stopped doing it because I was a single mom so much of my life. But now that my kids have grown up, my youngest daughter's turning 18 in a couple weeks, it's like I have the time again when I'm not filming. And I would really love to be part of a theater production again.
Oh, geez. Well, I'll remember to edit that out. But that sounds like a play all in itself. What a story.
I probably
that's
shouldn't be
wonderful.
Saying that live, but it's like, it was bad.
You know, that's fine, though. But, well, I'm glad that, you know, you are taking that into consideration. And it is important. You know, I myself, I would love to be in theater more. But it's something that, you're right, it does take more time than being on set. It's something that has to be so perfect. You cannot mess up on stage. You can mess up maybe
in
front
of
the camera.
Scheduling.
Yeah.
So much scheduling, and it's like with TV and film, especially film, you know, you go somewhere for a few weeks, so life just kind of stops. But with theater, it's integrated into your daily routine and your life and your rehearsal schedule and all of these other things, and it's a lot more work, and the pay isn't that good. And I always had to make sure I made money because I had little mouths to feed. Yeah.
Little mouths to feed. Well, I'm glad. So your daughter will be turning 18 in October?
No, her name's Stevie, and she turns 18 on September 19th.
Oh, September. Okay.
Yeah, so
shout
out to Stevie.
Shout out to Stevie. That's awesome. Okay, 18. That's nice. That's very nice. How is it? I mean, how is it being I was raised in Miami, where I am right now. But how is it being an 18-year-old there in Los Angeles, school in San Diego, I suppose? Is it fun?
Well,
is it fun?
Yeah, well, we live in Malibu.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, we live in Malibu, but it's kind of a nice town to live in. I mean, we have, 13,000, 14,000 people here, even though we're on the outskirts of L.A. So you kind of have the safety and the security of kind of knowing everybody and everywhere you go, but then, you know, you have the excitement of going into L.A. in just, you know, 45 minutes, so depending on traffic, of course. So I think that it makes for really well-rounded teenagers, you know.
Definitely, and that is important. And L.A. itself, or California all around, is very multicultural. So I think you're right. You know,
yeah, I love California.
I thought that South Florida was one of the biggest, you know, areas with so much culture, but I think California beat that. Like, it is still diverse. It is beyond diverse. It's a huge melting pot, and like at every, you know, in any corner that you turn, you see someone with like a different, just a different culture in the, you know, their face. They talk different languages. I was definitely lost the first time I was in L.A.
It is such a melting pot.
Yeah. And
it's so funny.
Like, don't worry about it. Go ahead.
It's so funny because I'm like, I love being in rooms with people and everybody talks about, you know, mostly actors, and they talk about what brought them here. And they have these, like, rich, diverse stories on where they came from and why they're doing what they're doing and their training. And everybody has these conversations, and they get to me, and they're like, and where are you from? I'm like, here. You know, it's, like, so boring.
For real, you know, and my mom would tell me, don't worry, you get used to it, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I guess, it'll take a lot more to get used to, but you're right, I from the times that I've been out there, I've sat down and spoke to many people in the industry, you know, that decided to take their luck out there, and everyone has such an interesting story. I interviewed a guy on the show, his name is Max Vermillion, and he was now in L.A., but he was German. From Germany, he went to Canada, and then he landed in L.A., and he just got this role, you know, he just got a role because he's handsome or whatever, and there you go, and that's it. That was the blast of his acting career, and I was like, so you used to be a computer tech, and all of a sudden you're an actor, like, wow, like,
right.
People have the craziest story.
They have the best stories. I actually have to make something up, I think, because it's like, you know, I don't get much talk time when it comes to those conversations, you know.
Yeah, definitely. That's, I mean, funny. So where are you from, Tracy? Oh, I'm a Cali girl. I was born and raised here, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I've lived in other states. I followed work to other states for short periods of time. But it's so funny because California is so home to me. You know, it's just like every place else is different. This is normal. You know, that's how you look at somewhere when you've lived in it for almost your entire life.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So Tracy, is there anything else you'd like to mention? I know you spoke about this production that you'll be beginning on November 1st. Is there any appearances, any events that you'll be taking part of in the near future?
Well, no, I only have 6 weeks for us to prepare on that. And since I'm helping on production, we're going through casting and all of that stuff right now, too. So I'm kind of going to go in deep. And I'm finishing up this house because I was building this house, and then I had to stop because I had all of these premieres and these shows and everything come up. I hadn't been to this new house that's 95% built. And it's small. It's not a big deal. But I hadn't been there in 2 months. Even walked in the door, and it's only a mile from where I live.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I'm catching everything up so I can go into production because I know I've got two more in February and March. And, keeping my head low.
Oh, okay. So I won't take up any more of your time then.
No, it's fine.
It's been a pleasure having you on. You know, I wish you ultimate luck and success with your upcoming endeavors and so forth. You know, thank you so much for your time. Shout out to Clint, to your publicist and so forth. But take care, Tracy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you
so
much for having me.
No problem. Look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So there you have it, Tracy Birdsall. Make sure to check her out on Twitter. It's Tracy Birdsall. The number one, and she's really active on Twitter, so if you follow her on there, you know, it'll be great, and I'm sure that she'll answer to your tweets. Also, she has over, like, 95,000 followers on Twitter, so, I mean, it won't hurt if you follow her, too. You get me? And with us, regarding to us, keep up with us at thesashamarinashow.com,
follow me on Twitter and Instagram at the Sasha Marina, and follow me on Facebook, the Sasha Marina Show. What else? That's about it right now. Thank you so much for tuning in, and keep up with our upcoming interviews this week. Bye-bye.